invite the young children to come up and join me in the front. Tell me what you think is the most beautiful part of the human body. What's the best looking part of the human body? Is it the hair, when it's neatly coiffed, perfectly arranged? Captain, the heart. Oh, you can't really see the heart very well, though. I'm thinking about something that you can actually see. You can actually see your heart. On x-ray. Okay, so when you see it on an x-ray, maybe it's the coolest looking part. Alright. Other ones? What else do you think? How about the eyes? With their perfect circles of brilliant color, sometimes brown, sometimes blue, sometimes a mix, green, brown. I would say the ear. The ear is the best looking part. Did I name them already? Maybe the whole face? Yeah, go for the whole face. How about the hands? Are the hands a beautiful part of the human body? Wait a minute. It's actually only 8:47, isn't it? This morning in the biological class. Now I see what's going on. How about the feet? What did you say the feet is the most attractive part of your body? The foot? Yes. No, you're going like spiritual level of beauty. I want to stick with the physical. I want to stick with the physical parts. The feet. How many of you would say the feet are beautiful parts of your body? No, you got to not go on the feet? Why not? Why don't you go with the feet? Feet make them walk to deliver the news. Awesome. So really, Isaiah is poetically saying, he's not so much concerned with whether or not your messenger has a pedicure and has a beautiful color on his or her toenails, but instead of saying the feet are what brought you here to deliver the good news. How many of you in your lives have ever received good news? Give me an example of good news. Tell me about good news you have received. Hey, you got a dog. Good news! We got a dog. What other good news have you got? Catherine. Aiden arrived. You were supposed to be the last child. Good job. Passing in that case is great news. And did you say to your teacher, gosh, you have beautiful feet? So Isaiah says, a beautiful part of the feet of those who carry good news, because the good news is actually the beautiful part, and we are glad that someone brings us good news. All right, Catherine, where More simple than that, even. Just the name. Jesus. Jesus is good news for us. Why is Jesus good news for us? Because he's our Lord. Okay? Because he washed our sins away. Okay? That's right. Because if he weren't there, we wouldn't be here right now. So, we have this good news about Jesus, all these things you mentioned, and we bring that to the world. Those especially who don't yet know about Jesus and the good news of who he is. Which means, when we carry that to the world, guess what we get? Beautiful feet. That's right. And you don't even need to go get a pedicure for that. The world, we hope, will receive the good news of Jesus Christ and say, I'm so glad you came to tell me that good news, because it's awesome to have my sins forgiven. It's awesome to live the life that God has for me. It's awesome to enter into the kingdom of God. So, as messengers, like Isaiah's prophecy, we will be welcomed by the world when we come to them and offer them the good news of Jesus Christ. So if you want beautiful feet, offer Jesus to somebody who hasn't heard of him before. Hey. If they came to you and you told them, I think you still have beautiful feet. I think that would still count. Yes. What's that? By a narrow margin. Yeah. Good phrase for it. So I hope that we can have beautiful feet, that the Lord will inspire us to carry the good news to other people so that they also can be part of the life of Jesus that we have. Let me pray for you, and then I can send you back to your Jesus. Lord, give us beautiful feet. Give us the message of the gospel, good news for the world, and give us the courage to cross whatever boundaries we need to cross in order to offer that to more people so that they may join us in the great joy of your kingdom. We ask this by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for coming up this morning, even though it is early.